Okay. Warning. Warning, warning. Okay. Kol ha-mevarech bracha she'ein ha-tzricha, harei ze noisei shem shemayim l'shov. So anybody who says a bracha that's not required, unnecessary bracha, so that's using Hashem's name in vain. Harei hu k'nishba l'shov, it's like a person took a shavua, a sheker, took a false oath. Ve'osu l'anos achrav omein. One cannot answer omein to a bracha she'ein ha-tzricha. The Mishnah Berurah explains, you know, is that deraisa? Is that derabonan? Machlokes and rishonim. So we'll start with the sifkat and yud ches. Person makes a bracha she'ena tzricha. Keep going. What would be an example of this? Shemivarech betocha seuda al devarim shniftir bekvar aide birchas hamotzi. So you wash, you have your hamotzi, and then in the middle of the meal, someone serves you French fries. So make a new bracha on the French fries in the middle of the meal. It was covered already by the hamotzi. That's a bracha she'ena tzricha. You don't have to. You're not supposed to. Dezu habracha shelod l'tzorechi klal. If you make a bracha in the middle of the meal, it's not necessary. It's not required. Vo'od kosva poiskin. Tafili im achshav lo hay habracha levatola. What even if right now it's not a bracha? What does that mean? Ki gam kein hi lefamim bechlal bracha she'ena tzricha kigon. So if you have your whole meal set in front of you, you sit down, you're about ready to wash and to go and to eat. And then instead you chop around, you can't wait to wash. So you say, you know what? Those pickles look really good. I'm gonna grab one pickle right now, even though you're about to sit down and wash. So why were you doing that? Well, truth of the matter is maybe there would be a good reason to actually eat the pickle beforehand. We learned earlier. The Dish brings us I think 19. If there's something that a person really enjoys eating before the meal, then they enjoy eating during the meal, then not only is it you're allowed, that's not called a bracha she'en tzricha because that's when you like to eat it. You like to eat it before you wash or whatever it is. I don't know, pickles, maybe that's a good dim, it's not a good potato chips, something like that. So then that would be an example. Or if it's an appetizer, right? You make a bracha on an appetizer, then that would be the same thing as well. But let's say for no reason, I just say, whatever, I'm a fresser, I can't hold back. So I just say, you know what, those hot dogs look so good, I'm going to have one hot dog right now before I sit down for the barbecue or whatever it is, anything like that.
I can't even wait 30 seconds.
I can't wait 30 seconds. I can't
bring out the run.
Right. You're anything. I can't wait 2 minutes. I know I'm going to wash in 2 minutes or whatever. Everything's set. You're ready to go. So yeah, that's a bracha she'en tzricha. Gamze oser, prohibited. Degorim bracha she'ena tzricha. Okay, v'chol shekein hamafsik bein bracha l'siyah. If you would make the bracha before you do it, degorim shetisbatil habracha rishon legamrei, that you cause the bracha to become now nullified. V'vade osi, can't do that.
Well, let's say you didn't know you were going to wash, let's say.
You know? No, that's not the case. That's not the case. If you didn't know you were going to wash, you had a hot dog, and you said, oh, this hot dog's good, I might as well wash. So then, in that case, you'd make a bracha achrona. Right, you make a brain of fossils on the hot dog, and then you sit down and wash. No, but if you, the case is not talking about, it's talking about you didn't know you were going to wash. Yeah. I'm El Simon Memvov, Mr. Burus, if Kaden Yudal, Mogen Avram, Simon Zeh, the Indian, Hashlamas Mea Brachos B'Shabbos, right? So we know, yes, that's really a problem. It's not an insolvable problem, but how are you going to get your 100 brachos on Shabbos? Because really, the majority of where we get our brachos is our Shemona Esrei. We'd have a 19 brachos 3 times a day, so that helps us out. When you don't have that, you have 7 brachos in your Shemona Esrei. You have 4 Shemona Esreis, but you only have 7 in each. So you're down almost close to 30 brachos already. So different eights is how to get to that. So a person thinks, oh, I'll just make random brachos. Brachos she'en tzricha. No, you can't. You have to get mea brachos, but you have to do it in the correct way. You can't go around the...
Yeah, otherwise, it's very easy to do 100 brachos every day.
Exactly. Right. I think we said it from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, when someone had, Rachel Manolo Son, had a lot of tzaras. So the very first question he asked him, are you makbid on your 100 brachos every day? Yaakov Meshechter talks about that's the way that Shefa comes into a person's life, to be makbid on that. But just because we're makbid, it has to be a valid kapeda, you have to be able to do it correctly. Okay. Yud Tes Leshov, Rotzalom means like this. You're using the normal formulation of a bracha. Kevan she'ena tzricha, but it's not necessary to do this. You may sing Hashem's name in vain. Chas v'shalom. To lav davka shem shel arba osis, not only yud kei vav kei, who hadin shar shemos gam kei bichlal iser hazeh. You can't use any one of Hashem's names in vain. V'hu hadin hi mahoitzi Hashem l'loshon laz levatola. This is an important thing to point out. You know, to say the word God, people should say like, oh my gosh. That's a better way of talking. Oh my gosh. If you look in 27, a little at the bottom, he says, V'choin kos v'el sheish isru lahazki levatola es Hashemus HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikra behem belaz. To use the in other languages, could go in Got, Beloshin Ashkenaz, in Yiddish, English, God, oh, Boga, Beloshin Poland, Russia, right? Slova Bogu, they say Baruch Hashem. Vechein Israel Omram B'Mokom Hatinofas, you can't say these names in a dirty place, in a smelly place. Omram Hamoichka Mutter, but you're allowed to erase them. There's no Isser of erasing these names. But if you're saying it in a Paz, where Shevech Lehodah, that's allowed. God bless you, right? The Avish Hashem, you know, those things are okay. But to say the. To say actual names of God in a disrespectful way, that applies even if it's not in Yudke Vavke, one of in Lashon Kodesh. Yeah. Okay. Dahainu Shalo Bederech Shevech Vahodah Gamkin Yish Isser. Okay. Kosva Eli Rabba. B'shem Sefer Chasidim Im Tishma Shechavercha Mazkir Hashem. You hear someone's mentioning Hashem. Al Tikanis Toich Devarav. Don't interrupt him. Loimer Asay Li Kach Lekach. Go get me a cup of coffee. Shahari Ayide Ze Yishtok Lishmol Dar. He's going to stop. Listen to what you have to say. Ve'ata Gorim Shiot Hashem Shemayim Levatol. And you just caused him to say Hashem's name for no reason. Aval, but Im Tishmal Shachavercha Hizkir Shem Shemayim Lekalilas Chavero. God forbid he's going to curse somebody using name. So in that case, as his Tafsik. Devarav, yeah, you better interrupt him. Ki yechetah b'kish yaklich. He's going to curse. He's about to curse. You have to stop him. The next thing that the mechaber said is an equation. Using Hashem's name in vain is like taking a shavua shav. Kenishpa l'shav n'chaf. Hu lashon harambam u'makor m'mad isa b'gemara kol ha'mavorech bracha she'en etzricha over mishum lo sisa Hashem. So the Rambam clearly learns that to say Hashem, Hashem. Levatol is an Isser Duraisa.
So, the person says a bracha in English, let's say.
According to Paul, according to maybe Yotzi be that by English.
No, I'm saying, you're right, so if Yotzi, that means it'll be bracha, if you said it when, you know.
Yeah, in Achinami.
Like you're just reading, you're looking in the article.
Oh, no, not reading. If you're eating your.
He said Yotzi, but that means if you said it when you're not eating, you know, you just.
Yeah, correct. Correct, in Achinami. Yep. Mikom Malkum, that's the Ram says it's derisive. Mikom Malkum, Das Kama Rishonim, the Iker Isser, who midurabonin. No, that this prohibition of saying Hashem's name in vain is Isser Durabonin, Kaven, Shehu Mazkiro, Bibrocha, Derech Sheva Fahodo. You're trying to give in a disrespectful way, but you're just saying it unnecessarily. So then the cross, Machta Ba'alma, it's not Machta, Aval, Imhu Mazkiro Hashem. Chas v'sham levatola below bracha. If you just mentioned without a bracha, that's a problem. Chuli alma yesh bo iser tor. That's a deraisa. Shu over al mitzvahs asay de es Hashem lekecha tira. That's not respecting Hashem.
I can give a logic for it. Let's say a person just comes like this says bracha v'sham bori pi'ets. But person of creating free the tree. Hashem created a whole universe. Hey, why are you restricting him to the? If you're eating something, then it's one thing. Then you know you're asking him for what the thing that you're eating right now. But if you just stomach, as I said, I mean, bori pi'ets. Hashem created lots of things. Not the whole universe. Why are you just restricting it to? Because if you're not eating something, it's kind of.
You're mentioning Hashem's names outside the context of a bracha, within the format that the matbea that the Chazal said, this is what you should do when making a bracha. No. You're right, you could say, according to, I think it's going to the Rambam, the person wanted to say Shem Hashem, you know, Baruch Hashem, you could do that.
I think
Sfardim, Sfardim are they're just different. They hold a sheet that they're like reading Pesukim and everything with the Shem Hashem. Yeah, correct. As long as you read the full Pesuk, yeah. So they say Hashem's name.
So Boaz greeted people with the Shem Hashem. Did he say Hashem or did he actually say Hashem's
name? No, he said Hashem's name. Yeah, Nachanami, correct. I mean, correct.
Nowadays we're more makpin on, you know, not saying Hashem's.
Yeah, I remember, I'll get back to this in a second. I remember once in the YU, so. Somebody wasn't cleaning up the bathroom. They made a mess. Someone wrote, "This is a chil Hashem to leave the bathroom like this." So someone crossed out the word Hashem in the bathroom. The whole people says, "You fool! That's why I wrote the word Hashem because it's in a bathroom." Okay, I don't know. Anyway, back to the story. Shehu shehi azhar lemoitzi shem shemayim levatola kedisa v'tumura. You only mention when you're obligated. That would be the problem. Avalo levatal, not for no reason. Mikomakom, right? So the count is I'm just praising Hashem. It's not called levatal. I'm just saying thank you, God. Mikomakom, nonetheless, bein dasa Rambam ubein shar poskim. Whether it's a deraisa, whether it's only the rabbanon, in this topic lo al eiz bracha im beirach lo. Let's say I have a suffix now. Did I make this bracha or not? If it's a real din deraisa, like benching, you have to go back and do it again. You say Hashem's name again. V'imhu derabbanon lo yachzor uvorach. Don't repeat it. Umashma mikam achron and the iser yesh bedov lachzor uvorach. Not only you can't, not only you don't have to, you can't. Right? That's what we're pointing out. Kosra achronim dafilu yesh sveik sveika. Double doubt. Bahatzrich baracha. Maybe it's only a double. You know, like a 25% chance I have to make it, something like that. Keep going. Sofik ochel kazai so low. Im tim so lomer lo ochel shema holocha da al biria da filu pachos mikazais mevarchin. Maybe it's less than amount, and even if it's less than, I didn't have enough. But maybe a complete entity, like one grape or something, would require it. Filu hachi sveik lahaki avlo levarich. We don't make the brach on it. Okay, last one. Chafalif. For us, la'anos acharav, you can't answer amen to this. De lo odif mitinok, it's no better than a little kid, shemazgir Hashem derech limudo, who's mentioning Hashem's name. You know, if a kid's learning how to make brachos, that became menachem. If a kid's learning how to make brachos, so there's no object in front of him, but the Rebbe's allowed to teach him. This came up earlier. This is the bracha on an apple. So the kid says the bracha with Hashem Hashem. The Rebbe's allowed to say Hashem Hashem.
Right, then the Rebbe says Hashem Hashem because he has to teach him how to say the bracha.
Right, but you wouldn't answer amen to that.
Right, yeah. Neither to the Rebbe nor to the kid. Right, yeah.
So to hear, person is a bracha, Hashem, bracha levatala.
If you hear a recorded.
Yeah, you don't answer it, right, yeah. Delo also Yisr b'hazkara, so there was no. The kid didn't do anything wrong. Afilu hachi ein la'anos amen achara. We still don't answer amen to ein shem. Bracha Allah, it's not really called a real bracha. So kol shekein zeh to also iser. In this case, how much more so when it actually was prohibited? The haitzi shem shemayim levatol, because the person said Hashem's name in vain. Okay. A good Shabbos.